Welcome to the Creative Boss Babe podcast. Join me, Emily, your host. Every Tuesday and Friday, we talk about all things running a creative business. You can learn how to start a podcast. You can find out why we use Affinity Designer and so many more things that will help you in starting your very own creative brand. I try to keep this podcast as BS-free as possible. So if you want some real, honest talk about what it's like running a business and being an entrepreneur, you definitely will love this show. So let's get into today's episode. Hey, what's up, you guys, and welcome back to the Creative Boss Babe podcast. We're doing something a bit different today, where there's no headphones, no microphone, all the background noise, and just really raw, unfiltered episode. And I decided to do this because it's such a gorgeous day here in LA County. We're still in quarantine, stay at home, so like there's not much I can do, but I really just wanted to come and sit outside and chat with you. So you're gonna hear wind, you're gonna hear cats, you're gonna hear leaves. It's a fact of life, and that's totally okay. I hope you guys are okay with it. I just needed something different. That being said, I do want to tell you guys that this episode is actually sponsored by Tresta. Tresta is an amazing virtual business phone software that I love and have worked with for a while now. You guys know, you've heard about them. But yes, I love them, and I'm so thankful they're sponsoring today's episode. Now, we're going to get into talking about kind of why I pivoted my business, what I've changed, what plans I have for the future, and kind of just like how life is in a pandemic. Like, this is basically just going to be a giant business life catch-up episode. So, if you guys have been living under a rock or haven't listened to previous episodes, or if you're new here, that's totally okay. Hi, welcome. You guys actually would not know that I launched a membership program. If you've heard this a million times, you're probably like, Emily, quit beating a dead horse. But I'm telling you guys this because it's the first step in pivoting my business. So, as you guys know, I have been a one-on-one B2B graphic and web designer. I own a branding studio, and for the last year and a half of my business, I have been offering a lot of one-on-one projects, designs, that kind of stuff. And I finally decided with the pandemic and with everything going on that it was time to pivot and start creating more of a passive business. So I decided to start with my membership and see how it goes. And the responses I talked about in the last episode was just incredible, and I'm so thankful that people like it and they listen to it and that it will continue to grow and expand as time goes on. But that just like sparked something in me, and I decided to continue pivoting and create other things. Right now, I'm thinking of starting a couple of courses, which are just super exciting, and just the idea of them has me so pumped. So that's something huge that I have coming soon. And then I also am launching a virtual summit in July, July 13th to 15th, called the Brand Babe Summit. And it's something that I have dreamt about doing for years now, and I just didn't feel like it matched what my business was and what I wanted it to be. But since I've pivoted and I realized that what I really want is to teach more and give more info out instead of just doing a design and calling it done. I wanted to teach more and show people how to implement things into their business and how to start and run their own business. So I took a step towards doing that and started the Branded Babe Summit. It is coming again July 13th through 15th, and I am so excited. There's going to be over 15 speakers over 3 days, lots of amazing talks and freebies, giveaways, all that fun stuff. I'm so excited to share it with you all. And if you guys want to sign up now and get like your ticket, reserve it early, you can get a free ticket by heading to learn.brandedbabesummit.com. It'll be linked in the description of this episode. But yeah, so that's something that I have been working on and just debating on doing in my business. So that being said, pivoting also means getting away from my client projects. So I'm wrapping up a couple of my client projects now, and I'll still be taking on design projects because designing still really fulfills me. It's just I'm not going to be taking them on as often or relying on them as much as I have been. So I'm very excited about that. I love the clients I have, and I know I'm gonna continue to get amazing clients. So that I'm very thankful for, but I'm also excited about this new venture. But if you guys did ever want to work with me on a graphic design project, a brand design, web design, whatever it is, you can actually reach out to me through Instagram at Canyon Moon Creative Co., through email emily@canyonmooncreative.com, or by heading to our website, canyonmooncreative.com. It's always linked in the description of this episode. And you can reach out to me there and be like, hi, I'd love to work with you. And we can work something out. Because, like I said, I still want to do some one-on-one, but like one-on-one design services, but it's not going to be my main goal. That being said, I'm also wanting to start coaching, which, saying that out loud, terrifies the living daylights out of me. I know I have so much knowledge to share. I have such a unique business story. And I just really want to help other creatives who want to start their own business but don't necessarily have the means or idea how to help them do that, and help creatives who may already have their business going but want to learn how to grow it efficiently, beautifully, and in an amazing and fun way. And I'm just really excited to do that as well. So I'm getting ready to launch some one-on-one coaching services as well. And if you're interested in those, link in the description, you'll find it all. But it's just incredible, and it's another one of those new ventures that I'm so excited about. It's another one of those ones where I can get into teaching more and sharing with people how they can best, like, start and grow their own businesses. My neighbors have the weirdest pool cleaner thing, and, like, it sounds like a monster. I swear that was not a monster. It's a pool cleaner. But, yeah. So, that's what's going on there. Otherwise, it's just been business as unusual, I guess you could say. I basically don't leave my house unless I have to go to the store, which is weird to say, but that's the new normal. I don't really go anywhere unless, like, my roommate's like, hey, I'm going here, do you want to go? And I'll be like, yeah, and I'll sit in the car and have my face mask if I need to get out. And, like, that's really it. It's so mundane in a way, but also my life hasn't changed at all. This is what I was doing before a pandemic. I think it's just different now because I have to do it, not because I wanted to do it. Before, I wanted to stay in. Now I want to go out and do things. It's summer. It's beautiful. LA County has gorgeous weather. The beach is just open, but it's like, can't really do much. There's a lot of people everywhere, so it just sucks. It also sucks because I'm, like, 3+ hours away from any of my family, and so I can't see them basically ever. I can't, hang out with my dad and make dinner like I used to. I can't see my brother. My friends are all, like, 3 hours away, and it's just kind of hard. Not only that, because, like, we're distant, and we can't, like, do much, but also, like, this pandemic is just, like, not gonna lie, torn apart relationships. It's shown me who my true friends are and who my friends aren't. And it's so weird saying that because, well, just everything going on is, like, weird and so unprecedented. But this is just something I never, ever, ever thought could happen. And now it has. And I'm just like, this is insane. I don't know what to do. Like, I've lost some people who I thought were going to be lifelong friends. I've not been talking to some people that I was really close to just because everything's happening. And, like, it's hard. And it's something that I'm going to have to continue to put up with, which is okay. Because I'm hoping that LA County will be out of quarantine soon, or out of their stay-at-home order. But the way it's looking, that might not happen till at least July. So it's like a month of still being stuck inside, not being able to do much. And it's the new normal, and people have to cope with it. I get that. It's just hard. I hope you guys understand, and this isn't like a weird tangent for you. And some of you can relate, because I don't know about anybody else, but quarantine is just kicking my ass. Okay. Other than that, it's okay. Life is okay. I am okay mentally, physically, emotionally. I am journaling more. I'm working on myself, my inner self. I'm working on my mindset, how I want my life to be, how I plan to get there. Kind of just really doing a lot of inner work and getting ready for conquering the world as I pivot my business. And that's really exciting. So, yeah, I think I just talked your ear off for 10 minutes about updates and pivoting my business and friends. So let's take a break, get into the ads, and then we'll talk about the rest of the episode. Sound good? Perfect. Let's go. So I want to talk to you for a minute about Tresta. Tresta is an app for iPhone and Android that lets you do business calling and texting from anywhere. If you're running a business, you know communication and networking is so important. Most of the people that I talk to are still using their personal phone for business calls, and that can blur the lines between your personal and professional lives. So if you've been giving out your personal number to clients, you should definitely give Tresta a try. This is the best business phone app out there, whether you just need a phone number or an entire phone system. Tresta is totally flexible and can grow with your business. And it's all unlimited. Calling, texting, and all of their powerful call management features like auto attendance, call recording, user groups, and more for just $15 per user per month. With Tresta, there's no contract and you don't need any special hardware, just the smartphone you're already using. And it's easy to configure, so you can get it all set up by yourself, and it's all online. And because they love you guys, they're offering you a free 30-day trial, so you can see if Tresta's virtual phone system is right for you. Communicate smarter and more efficiently with Tresta. Start now at Tresta.com/BossBabe. That's Tresta.com/BossBabe, all one word. Guys, since signing up, Flowdesk's email marketing platform has changed the way I operate my business. The simple, aesthetically pleasing platform has taken my biz from one newsletter a year to once a week, if not more. With amazing, easy-to-customize templates from the Rising Tide Society and Jenna Kutcher, you can find the perfect email template for you. Each template also includes a plug-and-play copy and amazing fonts. You can sign up right now and get a free month plus 50% off your subscription now when you sign up at flowdesk.com/c/dreamnow. Again, you can sign up at flowdesk.com/c/dreamnow. This is one tool you definitely should have in your creative business toolbox. Are you ready to streamline your business with one amazing CRM software? Sign up now for Dubsado and save 20% off your first month or year when you use the code Canyon Moon Creative Co. You can use Dubsado for a variety of different things, from contracting and invoicing to creating to-do lists and setting up portals for your clients. There's so many amazing, amazing things that Dubsado can do that I highly recommend you adopt it into your business and use it so well. It's amazing. So again, if you guys want to save 20% off your first month or year with Dubsado, then you should check out canyonmooncreative.com/resources. It's linked in the description of this episode. Click there. You can find Dubsado and use our discount code now to sign up and get your business started on the right track. So, as you guys know, now is the point of the episode where we sit and talk about who the small creator shout out is this week. And this one I just recently found on Instagram, and she's honestly been so inspiring to me lately that I had to share about her with you guys. So her name is Ellie Mae, E-L-L-E-Y-M-A-E. That's her also her tag. And she's a business coach. She helps people get six figures within their first year of business. And she's just absolutely incredible. I love seeing what she's doing, the content she's putting out. One of my favorite things that she's put out recently is actually affirmations for having 10K months. And I just want to read them to you because they're so good, but all the credit to her. It is safe for me to earn 10K per month every single month from now on. 10K months are my new energetic minimum. 10K months are easy, or 10K months come to me easily and effortlessly. I am grateful for 10K months being my new monthly income now. I love that. I have been saying that for days now because that's personally where I want to be, and I'm so excited about it. And yeah, so if you guys want to check her out, see all of her amazing, amazing, amazing content, you can follow her on Instagram at Ellie Mae, E-L-L-E-Y-M-A-E, or by clicking the link in the description. It'll take you right to her profile. Make sure you follow her, give her some likes, and let her know that the Creative Boss Babe podcast sent you. This week's song of the week is one I feel like I've been sleeping on for a while now, and I can't believe I've been sleeping on it, but like, it's kind of a bop, and it's called Monsters by All Time Low featuring Black Bear. Now, I'm not usually a Black Bear fan, but I love All Time Low, so I was like, I'm gonna give this song another listen. I absolutely love what All Time Low has put out in, on the last album, but I figured I'd give it another look and see if I liked it, and this song is just really good. So if you guys want to listen to this song as well as all of the other songs on the Creative Boss Babe podcast, you can do so by heading to Spotify and checking out the official Creative Boss Babe podcast playlist. It's always linked in the description of the episode, or you can just search it up as the Creative Boss Babe podcast playlist. It'll show up. But yeah, you can listen to Monsters and all the other songs ever mentioned on the podcast. Again, this week's song of the week is Monsters by All Time Low featuring Black Bear. So, okay, pop culture moment where I'm going to fangirl a ton. If you guys didn't know, I don't share this often, so you probably don't, but one of my favorite podcasts that originally got me listening to them was a podcast called Full Frontal by Alex Gasgarth and Jack Barakat. If you don't know who they are, Alex Gasgarth is the lead singer of All Time Low, and Jack Barakat is the lead guitarist. And they put out a podcast together from 2013 to 2015, and it was one of my favorite things. I actually had just gotten into All Time Low, and my friend was like, you should listen to this podcast. And so this was my junior year of high school, and every single day I'd go into class and I'd listen to the podcast instead of listening to my chemistry teacher, which probably is why I got a C in the class, but that's besides the point. It was a really, really great podcast, and I was so sad it ended when it did, because it kind of just ended abruptly. And for years, 5 years now, there was no word on what would happen with the podcast. Everybody was like, okay, it's done, that's it. And then all of a sudden, the Twitter opens, and everybody freaks out, and me included. I was like, oh my god, oh my god. And so then it was kind of silent, and then today, Monday, May 25th, they announced their new show, Crash Test Live. I am so incredibly excited about this. It's going to be a live podcast, video, multimedia, basically, show that they're going to be doing, I'm assuming, every week. But it starts on May 29th. And I am so ready to get back into the quirky, fun banter between Alex and Jack. They're incredible. They're hysterical. I think that's part of the reason I love the podcast so much, is just because, like, they were so funny, but I also love that they were, like, two of my favorite artists from one of my favorite bands. So, yeah. If you guys want to listen to that, you can join me. You can just search up Crash Test Live. You'll find it. I don't know about you guys, but I'm so excited. You probably aren't as excited, but you should be, because it's going to be incredible. But, yeah, this week's pop culture moment is that Alex and Jack are bringing back their podcast, and I'm so excited for it. So, yeah, that's it for this episode. Once again, thank you so much to Tresto for sponsoring this episode. It means the absolute world to me, and I am so incredibly thankful that I get to work with such an amazing company. If you guys want to stay up to date on anything going on with the podcast, make sure to follow us on Instagram at Candy Moon Creative. There's also a Creative Boss Babe podcast Instagram called at The Creative Boss Babe, so you can find us there. You can also check us out on Twitter at It's M Margaret, or, you know, you can just come back here and check. That's fine. Yeah, if you guys want to listen to or find anything that was mentioned in today's episode, you can do so in the show notes, the show description. Everything will be linked there, so it's easy to go to and look at. And yeah, again, this was such a different episode. I don't know if you guys like it. I don't know if I like it. It just was something I wanted to try. But yeah, thank you so much for sticking around. I will be back on Friday with a brand new episode of the podcast, and I'm so excited for what's to come. Bye!